This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A group of Western leaders were in Kyiv Saturday to join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of solidarity with Ukraine on the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion, which has cost tens of thousands of lives in the country. The leaders included European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy, Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Among their first stops was the Hostomel Airport, where on February 24, 2022, it was the scene of the first battle of Russia's invasion and the biggest conflict in Europe since the Second World War. Speaking to the press alongside President Zelensky, Italian Prime Minister Meloni thanked Ukrainians for their courage on that day.
Because here the Ukrainians defended what they loved, and in so doing, they also defended us. They fought to give us the chance to be here today to say that this land is a piece of our home and that we will do our part to defend it.
Also Saturday, Ukrainian President Zelensky signed a bilateral security agreement with both Italian Prime Minister Meloni and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Brazil's president Saturday has accused Israel of committing genocide in Gaza, comparing the military's offensive there to the Nazi Holocaust. Associated Press correspondent Rica Ann Garcia reports.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva wrote on his social media that he refuses to compromise his dignity for falsehood. In response to President Lula's remarks, Israel labeled him as persona non grata and called in Brazil's ambassador for an apology. Meanwhile, in central Gaza, grieving residents mourn the loss of their loved ones following a recent Israeli airstrike. Gaza's health ministry reports that the death toll doesn't separate civilians from combatants, but notes that two-thirds of those killed were women and children. I'm Rica Angar.